Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Jake Gutierrez in studio on this Thursday, January 16th, 2019. It's on, baby. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we've got the AFC Championship game Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. Monday and Tuesday, we were still celebrating the big playoff win. Yesterday was hump day. That was tough to get through. But now, the weekend's almost here, and the AFC Championship game is almost here. And we're going to have a good show for you today. Got Tim Grunhard, Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, former Chiefs linebacker, super DJ, Derek Johnson will join us, and CBS play-by-play man Ian Eagle, who's called plenty of Chiefs games, will join us to give us his thoughts on the AFC Championship game since he's seen both of these teams up close multiple times. All that and more coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And our Chiefs coverage today brought to you by Polsinelli, the law firm solving complex business challenges for more than 40 years. Business has its challenges. You need the team to bring you the real answers. The Polsinelli Law Firm. If you're looking for answers, Jake, Polsinelli, all right? I know you've been looking for answers for several years. Perhaps they have them?
Yeah, I could probably use their help.
We can get you connected with them immediately after the show. Also, you didn't hear me mention Nate Bucati. Nate's on a trip. He's going to be gone for the next couple of weeks. He is on a soccer fact-finding mission in South America. So, safe travels to Nate, and we move on with the show.
Hello.
Oh, hey. What's that?
Hi there.
Oh, you're
good
back.
Morning.
All right, then.
I'm here.
All right. I was given bad information by Jake. You are. Yeah, thanks a lot for that, Jake.
Yep.
Looks like you are not in South America, but you were at Rally House, the Rally House 810 tailgate takeover, not hangover. It's the it's the takeover at Rally House.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. This is the place where you need to go if you have time before work or school. Head over there. If you're just off today, head over there. If you work nights, head over there before you go home. Whatever your situation is, go to the Rally House Superstore at 9750 Quivira, where Nate Bucati is. Tim Grunhard's going to be out there at 6:45. There's a perfect time to get a picture with Grunny, get an autograph from Grunny, get a hug from Grunny, whatever you want. Go by the Rally House Superstore across from Oak Park Mall, and you could register to win a pair of tickets to go see the Chiefs play the Titans this Sunday. Also, one lucky winner each hour will receive a $50 Rally House gift card and be entered to win the grand prize of tickets for Sunday's game. There's also going to be free lunch out there. Mr. Beavis Catering Company will be grilling up tailgate favorites from 3 until 6 a little bit later, including pulled pork sliders, sausage, and smoked bolognas while supplies last.
Bologna.
Bolognas.
Salamis.
That's right. Bolognas and salamis. And you could also gear up for the AFC Championship game. There's a clearance rack. If you want to take a look at their rack, 40% off their rack.
Nice rack.
Of clearance. It is a nice rack of clearance items, including Chiefs clearance items. And don't forget, this is the place, Nate, where if the Chiefs get the win on Sunday, all of the KC stores will be open immediately after the game until they sell out of the new product, which probably has something to do with being the AFC champions. And then all KC stores will reopen Monday morning at 7 a.m., and you can continue to buy. And so, and also, Nate, while you're there, just I know that you've got a new baby.
Yep.
And money could be tight.
Yeah,
they are hiring temporary sales associates. So if you want to put in your application there. You could join the team at Rally House and get 25% off all your Chiefs gear. And so you can stop by one of your local Rally House stores, including where Nate is, for an on-the-spot interview. So what we'd like to do, Nate, if you could set this up, we would like someone to interview you for a sales associate spot a little bit later on.
Okay.
You could also go to rallyhouse.com/careers. You must be 15 years or older to apply. And so if you've got a high school kid that you think, you know what, you are one lazy son of a gun. And so we need you to get away from the video games. If they're at least 15 years old, drop them off at Rally House today and get them to apply for a job. But, Nate, if you could, because we want people to know what to expect if one of our listeners is going to go out there and get a temporary sales associate position, see if you can get one of the managers to come on the air a little bit later on, maybe at 9:30, and give you an on-the-spot interview to see exactly what people will be facing if they go to try to get a temporary job at Rally House.
Rudy, are you listening to this right now? If you could contact one of the managers at about 9:30 or so.
Or,
Rudy Salad Bar is nodding approvingly right now.
How about this? We need more airtime for Rudy.
Yeah.
Let's see if they can interview Rudy.
That's what I want.
For a temporary position. How's that sound?
Yeah, Rudy?
Yep. Don't ask him.
He made a little extra money, Rudy.
Right.
He's
shaming
that. No, this is going to happen.
Tell Rudy he could use me as a reference.
You can use even St. John as a reference.
I'd be happy to be a reference, too.
And he says he doesn't want Jake as a reference. So that means...
Yeah, he wants to get the job. So. But we just want to go through that process. We'd like someone to interview Rudy for a position. It's up to Rudy whether he accepts or not, but we want to at least take part in the interview process so people will know what to expect if they decide to. And look, 25% off your Chiefs gear, what the hell's wrong with that? That's a nice little bonus there, plus the money you'll get as a temporary sales associate. So anything else that I missed that's featured out there at Rally House where you are, 9750 Corvira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall?
Well, you do get a chance to meet Rudy Salazar.
Right.
Charlie Keegan from Channel 41 is here right now. Are you going to be here for a little bit, Charlie? Are you leaving?
We'll be here until about 7:30, 7:45.
About 7:30, 7:45, you can come meet Charlie Keegan from Channel 41.
They call him Keegs.
Hey,
Keegs.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie.
He texted me and he said, do you have anyone at the station that would be described as an attention whore? I said, Nate Bucati.
Yeah,
so let me set you up with Nate out there, and Nate can sniff out a camera from a mile away.
That's right.
And so, Nate, will you be on camera at all with Charlie Keegan?
I did an interview with Charlie earlier, but that was on tape, right? That wasn't live, was it?
Right.
It's airing at 6:50-ish, he says. My guess is that it's not going to make the cut.
I think it is.
We'll see. We'll see if it actually makes the air. But they interviewed me right in front of all the Chiefs gear, which, by the way, is right behind me where I'm doing the I will say this, Rudy Salad Bar did an amazing job of setting us up here because he placed me where I am facing the entire Sporting Kansas City collection of gear right now, so I'm just in heaven right now. But then behind me is the enormous array of Kansas City Chiefs gear, from hooded sweatshirts to tank tops to button-down plaid Chiefs shirts to jerseys to jackets to coats, everything you could want they have. The Chiefs here. And like you said, Stephen, in terms of this being our tailgate takeover until for all day today, on Monday there might be some Chiefs fans coming here with hangovers,
right?
Because they're going to be celebrating all night on Sunday that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, and then they're going to come here and get their AFC championship gear. So that's what we got going on. And by the way, Stephen, when I showed up this morning, about 15 minutes ago, a listener by the name of Terry came by.
Terry.
And was looking for you. And
Terry Donovan?
Incredibly disappointed that it was me here instead of you. Because, for a lot of reasons probably. But he brought a newspaper magazine from August 18th, 1977, which is a four-page tribute from the Quad City Times of Elvis.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see that.
So I'm going to bring that to the studio for you.
Did you say, back up, Terry?
Terry Byers? Was it Terry Byers? He said he listens every morning.
Can we get that clip for Terry if he's listening? Back up, Terry.
Here, look, Rudy's going to take a picture of this newspaper and send it to you, Stephen. But anyways, I thought you'd be excited to know that. One of our listeners who knows how much you love Elvis had this newspaper and brought it in because he thought you would appreciate it
more than
anybody.
Very much. Did Terry want to light any fireworks when he was out there by any chance?
Maybe. Possibly. Maybe
out
in the parking lot right now.
That'd be great. And so the doors are open. People can come in now, right? The doors are open.
Our doors are yes, bagel, yes. Bagel. I'm getting, yes, bagel thumbs
Tim.
Up.
See, put it in reverse, Tim. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Ow, Lord. Oh,
put it in reverse, Tim.
What the fuck are you doing, Tim? Tim, what's wrong?
What? Is that what you said to Terry when he was there?
I did.
What you doing, Terry?
Yes.
Back
that's
up,
exactly
Terry.
What I said
put
to
reverse,
him.
Terry.
Oh, Lord, Terry.
Right.
But
bagel, bagel. Bagel, Terry. Put in reverse, the, Terry.
Right. Terry, shout out to you. See, you get some airtime there for thinking of me and knowing I love Elvis.
So, but to answer your question, yes, the doors are open at Rally House right now. So, Grunty's going to be here in a little bit. You can come meet him right away. You can meet Rudy. And you can be first in line to get your Chiefs gear and sign up for the Chiefs tickets that we are giving away to the AFC Championship game.
That's only good karma. You can come out there if you're looking for an autograph from Tim Grunhard to take a picture with Grunty. He'll be there at 6:45 until. Did you schedule him until 8? Has he agreed to stay out there for the entire hour? Jake?
Well, that's the. That's the schedule.
Right, but you know. He marches to the beat of his own drum.
He does.
And so he's...
Yeah, I suggest things to Grunty. I never tell Grunty what to do.
No, nobody tells Grunty what to do.
I just say, suggestion. You might want to go out to Rally House and broadcast with Nate. It's a big deal. We get all kinds of stuff going on out there. And he politely accepted the suggestion. But I don't ever tell Grunty what to do. He tells me what to do.
So we're exercising demons from the from playoff failures of the past and even... games that the Chiefs lost earlier this season. They've already taken care of one with the Houston Texans. They can take care of another one, this revenge game against the Tennessee Titans. Also some revenge for a very disappointing playoff loss a couple of years ago to the Tennessee Titans and a guy that was on the field that was part of a play that we will remember with tremendous anger until and it'll probably go away once the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. That has a way of washing away the sins of the past. But whenever we think of Chiefs and Titans in the playoffs, it's hard not to think of the forward progress play where Derrick Johnson clearly sacked Marcus Mariota and caused a fumble. And I still have, in watching the replay of that, for some reason I watched on the anniversary of that play, what was it, last week or the week before? I watched it several times in a row, still not believing that was called.
Just, even more so.
Yeah.
It's even more so. It's unbelievable.
There's nothing there to suggest.
Who was the decrepit old ref that they awarded that game to that retired like the next day?
Jeez. I'll try to put his – I'm sure someone will tell us.
Yeah.
I'll try to put his – name
who
out
should
of my
have
mind.
Had no business refereeing an NFL playoff game at that point.
No, he retired the next day.
It's Jeff Triplett, wasn't it?
That sounds right. Yep. Rudy says that's correct, so I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I think it was actually Terry was his name.
Terry. Oh.
For progress, Terry.
Oh, Lord, Terry.
Bagel.
Put him in reverse,
bagel, Terry. Put him in reverse, Terry.
Right.
Put him in reverse.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
For progress, Terry.
What you doing, Terry? Right.
If you didn't say that to Terry when he came by, what a missed opportunity that was.
Yeah, I blew it. I blew it.
So anyway, Derrick Johnson will be on the show to talk about that briefly and also but to talk about facing Derrick Henry and how excited he is for this Chiefs game. Jake, I'd like you at some point to play. Did you guys get a chance to see the video that I retweeted last night from the Chiefs Twitter account, and they put it on Facebook and every place else on all their social media platforms. Chiefs have done a very nice job of sending out some wonderful videos and things to get you fired up for the game. And Duncan, who is listening right now, just retweeted goosebumps after he watched this video. It's a video of players from the past congratulating the Chiefs and wishing them good luck in this game. It's Derrick Johnson, Jamal Charles, Tom Bahali, Johnny Robinson, a whole list of great former Chiefs players And I watched it, I don't know, three or four times. It was just, I loved it. It showed different clips of different players. Tim, our very own Tim Grunhardt is part of it. Did either of you guys watch that last night?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Jake said no, so good. I was hoping one of you didn't, so you could I could get
a, I have not seen this
so
yet.
I get a little bit of an on-air reaction to you and see if this gets you fired up. Mostly positive when I posted it on Facebook, except for one guy was did not like Tony Gonzalez being a part of us. Hey, you know what? Stand down. Let's all try to come together here. Let's all make this happen. T-Rich. So let's do you want to hear that now, or do you want to take a break and come back? Let's take a break, and then we'll listen to Donnie Edwards, who looked like he, man, Donnie Edwards looks young.
I love that dude.
Good.
I love that dude.
He must be eating right.
Tony Gonzalez did like a close up of his bust. Yeah, you know, it's just,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did. I don't know. Did he do it?
It's Tony Gonzalez.
I thought you were about to make a joke.
No, it just, you watch the video, and I know you're going to say some Ed Podolak. Well, yeah, so it is great.
So he's doing a hype video for the Chiefs, yet he shows his Hall of Fame bust.
Look, man, I'm just telling you what he did. Sure, and there were some, you know, people that mouthed off about that, which is fine. I get it. I understand it. I understand. But
he's a Hall of Famer.
But I loved watching all the clips. Christian Okoye, some of our very favorites. And for each player, they showed a highlight or a clip of them from their playing days with the Chiefs. And so we'll play that for you coming up here after the break. Again, Nate Bucati live out at Rally House 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall. You can go out there every hour. Going to be giving away a $50 gift card to Rally House, and everyone that wins a gift card will be entered in the grand prize drawing of two tickets to go see the Chiefs play the Titans on Sunday. Tim Grunhardt's going to be out there in about 20 or 30 minutes. You can stop by and get an autograph or a picture with Tim Grunhardt. See Nate Bucati. Rudy Salad Bar is out there. You guys are going to be giving stuff away and shaking hands and getting everyone fired up. And, of course, you can stop by, get some great deals. There's some 40% off clearance items of Chiefs gear, and also the latest and greatest Chiefs gear to get you all geared up for the AFC Championship game this Sunday at Rally House, 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Thursday, January 16th, 2019. All right. Let's play this video where some former Chiefs players recorded some messages of good luck for the playoffs for the Kansas City Chiefs. It is, if you want to check out my Twitter account, at SSJWHB. I retweeted it. It's at the Chiefs' official account and their Facebook. And so if you want to watch it and see some of the highlights and the clips and the videos of the different former players wishing the Chiefs good luck on Sunday. But, Jake, play it so people can hear it.
I want to wish the Chiefs good luck in this coming up playoff game. I know Arrowhead's going to be rocking. Let's go.
Good luck this week, Chief Nation. Man, I'm very excited to watch the game. I can't wait, man, to show what we can prove in this playoff this year and continue to do a great job. And I can't wait to see the game.
I remember the feelings that I had on the journeys to Super Bowl IV like it was yesterday. So come on, guys, let's get the job done. Go Chiefs.
It is a great honor to be an old guy watching you young guys go at it. Congratulations. Go out there and take care of business in the AFC Championship game. And you know what? I want to see you lift the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
Tom Bahali, I'm coming to you full direct, wishing our Kansas City Chiefs a victory this weekend. And let's make sure that the Sea of Red show up and get this place lit up.
This is T. Rich checking in from New York City. I can't wait to watch you guys play this weekend. Let's bring it home.
This is Donnie Edwards here wishing the Chiefs a big win this Sunday at Arrowhead. It's the playoffs. Let's make it happen. Chiefs Kingdom, let's light up Arrowhead.
Hey, Chief fans. Tony Gonzalez here. Huge game this weekend. Let's go get it. Let's go, Chiefs.
You know, you have a very special team, and I'm convinced that you have what it takes to win the next two games. Looking forward to February 2nd to celebrate with you in Miami.
Now, I can't be in the stadium, but I will be at my favorite Kansas City bar in Des Moines. Go, Chiefs.
Go, Chiefs.
Lamar Hunt Trophy coming back to Kansas City would be amazing. I look so forward to the opportunity to see that right here in Arrowhead Stadium. I know you guys can do it. Good luck.
This is Christian Okoye. I am looking forward to the game coming up on Sunday. We got you back. Go Chiefs! All the way, baby.
I love that. You like that, Jake?
Oh, I love Ed Podolak. My favorite.
Right.
Oh, that's my absolute favorite. That's great. That's great. Yeah.
And it started off with Derrick Johnson and then Jamal Charles and then Johnny Robinson.
Jan Stenerud was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right.
You heard Tim Grunhardt in there.
Timmy.
Loved seeing T-Rich. How good did Donnie Edwards look? Good Lord.
Right. Slim and trim.
Edwards looked younger than he did when he played.
Right.
But, yeah, I love Donnie Edwards. He was great. I just love watching him play. T-Rich. It just brings back a lot of, there's a lot of memories there. You know, even all the way back for the old school fans that that know what it's like for the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl and watching, you know, you get to see Johnny Robinson and Jan Stenerud and Ed Podolak. And then, you know, for the people that grew up with the Marty Schottenheimer era and seeing Christian Okoye, you know, and even Tony Gonzalez and you know, T-Rich and Danon Hughes was in there. And then for some of the newer younger Chiefs fans that, you know, their team that they grew up with was, you know, Derrick Johnson and Jamal Charles and Tom Mahali, you know. And so it was, that was great. It was great. I love it. I loved it. And they all sent in their video. They all sent their videos in off their phones and combine those with highlights. That's a great way to get hyped up and get fired up for Sunday out at Arrowhead Stadium, Nate Bucchetti.
So cool. We actually just had a listener come in who told me he was at the Christmas Day 1971 playoff game between the Chiefs and the Dolphins, the famous double overtime game, and the history of this team for people that can remember when the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl a couple of times is pretty cool, but most of us were never alive. So, yeah, listening to those guys, some of those legends, and then also guys who I think a lot about the legends like Derrick Johnson and Tony Gonzalez and all of those guys that were good enough to play in Super Bowls but never got the opportunity. And this Chiefs team has the golden opportunity right now to do something that those guys didn't get to do. And so it's awesome to hear from them and hear how excited they are for this game just like the rest of us.
Who do you think is going to beat the drum on Sunday? I get fired up for that. That's one of my favorite parts of the pregame.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I love it.
I wonder if DJ is. Has DJ done it this year?
He's done it. I don't know if he's done it this year. I can't remember. Yeah. It was Tamba on Sunday.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
It was cool. Who would, if you could pick anyone? So I went through, I was thinking about this the other night, and like, if I could pick anyone, but unfortunately, I don't think he's in any condition to be able to do it. If I could pick anyone, it would be Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
That would be so emotional. I just don't think he can. But if he could, that would be far and away my number one choice. And then also the same thing, if it couldn't be Marty, I would love it to be Len Dawson. If he was physically able to do it, that would be great. But I don't know that either. Those would be my first two choices, but I just don't know if those. I don't think those are legitimate possibilities. But that's who I mean, emotionally and sentimentally, that's who I would want. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like if Marty was able to do that, or even Lenny. And so those would be my first two choices, but I don't think those are possible. So then who would you want?
I'd go Dron Cherry. I'd love Dron Cherry to beat that drum. That was my mom's favorite player, so he was my favorite player.
Nate?
Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan, huh?
I mean, he was the voice of the Chiefs when I was a kid. And we talk about it. He's one of the greatest, if not the best, play-by-play guys in the country. And isn't he doing the radio call of the game?
He is.
He'll be here. That'd be pretty amazing. I don't know. I think that would be pretty incredible.
I wouldn't hate that. I think that'd be fantastic.
I mean, all my memories of the Chiefs. I mean, we listened to the Chiefs games on the radio all the time as a kid, and listened to him. I mean, he was incredible as a play-by-play. And maybe I just am a geek because I love play-by-play guys. But he's a
that's not why you're a geek, but you are.
He's, He has always lived in Kansas City. He is part of this town's fabric. He's part of the history of this team, and he's here to do the game on national radio. That'd be pretty awesome. But I would take any of those guys you mentioned, and they all would be great candidates.
Anybody else, Jake? I think it's me fired up.
Grunny, of course.
Right.
Christian would always be great.
So it seems like, you know, for this game, it's like somebody you haven't heard from for a long time.
Right.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
I can't. I'm gonna get in that stadium.
What about this? I just got a text from Hurricane, and I actually like this one a lot. I don't think he'd do it because I don't think he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that wants to be in the limelight. But since they're trying to win his dad's trophy, what about Clark Hunt?
Well, he did it last year.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Never mind then. I guess he would.
Well, no, I mean, he did it last year.
Yeah. It's good.
He did it for the championship game, right?
Yeah.
Remember, because I interviewed him right before that week leading up?
Yep.
To it, so. I mean, you want to do that again, or does that mean that's bad luck?
I don't know. I don't believe in that, but I kind of do.
I don't, but I kind of.
My head doesn't believe in that, but my heart does.
Right. I'm just thinking about it. I'm just thinking about being at the game.
Yeah, throw George Brett out there. Let him beat the
drum. I was actually thinking George Brett a little bit. Somebody that brought a World Series to this town. Legend.
Take George Brett. He's a Chiefs fan. About
Bobby Bell.
Oh, those are all good choices. I'm very excited about everything, all the pregame festivities, and just I can't wait to get that stadium. That's all.
You know, Stephen. One thing I want to say is that for people who do not have tickets to the game and want to celebrate and have a great time and feel like they're a part of everything,
Sunday. Yeah.
Come down to the Power and Light District. We are going to have a big watch party like we do for the Big 12 tournament, like we did for the World Series games when you hosted those back in 2014 and 2015. They're going to have the heaters on in the big living room space in the Power and Light District. So it's going to be nice and cozy in there. It's going to be warm. It's going to be nice. We're going to have giveaways from Rally House through the course of the day. We're going to be doing all kinds of entertainment and fun stuff during the commercial breaks and before the game, getting everybody hyped up. There's going to be some dignitaries there as well. I'm going to be down there emceeing that for Sports Radio 810. Look, there's a lot of people in this town that want to be in that stadium, but there's only 70-some thousand seats, right? So if you want to be a part of it and to be a part of something with maybe a good 10,000 other people and have a great time and party. And by the way, when the Chiefs win the game and are ready to go to the Super Bowl, you're right there in the Power and Light District ready to party afterwards as well. So Sports Radio 810 WHB and the Chiefs are putting on a watch party in the Power and Light District, and we'll be there. So if you don't have tickets but you want to be a part of something, come down and join me in the Power and Light on Sunday for the watch party as well.
Go down and enjoy Nate. He's agreed every time the Chiefs score, whether it be field goal or touchdown, every time the Chiefs score, Nate will do a shot of whiskey on stage.
Yeah, Nate.
And we're hoping yes, for many, many scores.
Like six or seven of
that's
them.
That's exactly right.
I think I'm going to be hammered by
Nate
halftime
on Sunday. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, I feel like nobody in NFL can guard any of us. I mean, and that's no disrespect to nobody. That's just the confidence that I got, in myself and just the wideouts I got around me, including the tight ends and the running backs. I feel like no DB unit, no secondary unit, no linebacker, or any defense can guard any of us. So man-to-man is just easy for us to beat. And if you just allow us to just run through zones, it's even easier.
That was Tyreek Hill yesterday. What do you think of those comments, Nate Eucati and Jake Gutierrez?
Go ahead, Jake.
I have no problem with them whatsoever. It's true. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
Of course,
when this team's healthy, you can't stop them.
Pro Football Talk picked up on that, and we've already had one.
He clearly said no disrespect. I'm not disrespecting anybody. He didn't single anybody out. He didn't say, hey, look at the tape from last week. See the Texans? They couldn't stop us. Look at earlier in the year, this team, they couldn't stop us. I mean, he didn't single anybody out. It's incredibly hard to stop this team man to man. I don't think anybody who watches tape on this team is going to be like, wow, that's crazy. What an arrogant comment.
One text message says from one of our listeners, you can text us at 913-912-4810. What the hell was Tyreek thinking, talking blank about nobody can cover them? And they didn't like it.
I don't have any problem with the guy believing in himself. It's one thing to disrespect, like Jake said, it's one thing to disrespect the other team, to mock the other team, to talk down about them. It's another thing to talk yourself up.
Right.
And I don't have any problem with these guys believing in themselves. And now just go back it up. That's all I care about. Go back it up. You know, talk the talk, go walk the walk. And I think they will. I think Jake's right too. I think when this team offensively is firing the way that they were, once they got done with all the drops in the first quarter of that game, I don't think you can stop them, because you can't double everybody. You can't double Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins. They have too many weapons, and they have the best quarterback in the NFL. So, I agree with them. If they play to the best of their ability, I don't think there's a defense in the NFL that can stop them. I think he's right about that.
I mean, Tennessee couldn't stop them the first time around, but the Chiefs just had problems in the red zone and with penalties and special teams. So,
and the Chiefs have had times this year where they've had trouble in the red zone, but Patrick Mahomes didn't have any problem in the red zone last week.
That's exactly right. And the Chiefs are the offense. And again, Eric Fisher is playing. He didn't play in that game against Tennessee. Patrick Mahomes wasn't 100%. His legs weren't 100%. And you can see the difference. He did not have a rushing attempt in that game against Tennessee, and you saw what he did with his legs on Sunday against the Houston Texans. And that helped them in the red zone. He was terrific. His mobility and his mobility allowed the Chiefs to score touchdowns instead of field goals, extending plays and getting himself in a position to be able to deliver the football to Travis Kelce inexplicably without crossing the line of scrimmage. I mean, it was great, and that happened because he's close to 100% now, and he wasn't. His legs weren't. His arm held through for 446 yards. But when you have that added dimension of him being able to scramble and extend plays and even pick up big yards, like over 50 yards against the Texans, that's only going to help them in the red zone the way it did on Sunday against Houston. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Jake Gutierrez, Nate Bucati and Tim Grunhard are out at Rally House at 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall, for the Sports Radio 810 tailgate takeover. Takeover! Don't have a hangover.
Not until Monday.
Jake Pounders, you have a suggestion from the text line.
Yeah, and it's outside the box, and it's probably, you know, I might get a little heat for this suggestion. But let's exercise the demons. Why not Lynn Elliott? Let Lynn Elliott hit the drum.
No.
You know why?
It's a terrible idea.
Because he'd miss. So that's why.
No.
He'd accidentally hit some person in the head with a drumstick.
You get it, Grunny? He'd miss. He'd miss the drum.
Wide right.
I got it. Yeah, I get it.
Good. Hi, Timmy.
Good morning.
Hey,
excuse
Timmy.
Me. A little froggy this morning. Hey, well, Steven, what's up? You know why I don't like coming to Rally House?
Why?
Because I realize what I don't have.
Well, get something new.
There's so much great stuff here.
You just buy it.
Hey, Timmy, nice job. Nice job on the hype video.
Oh, hey, thanks. That was fun to do, and we did one for the Super Bowl, so let's hope that that is played. Also, I was pretty fired up doing that. They bring you in a room. They're like, okay, say something. You're like, okay, the only thing I can think of is what I want to see. And I know I'm going to be down there on the field, and I'm going to find you. When the Lamar Hunt Trophy is handed to Clark Hunt, I may start crying.
May
start crying uncontrollably.
Will.
And I need I can't get my son CJ on the field, so I'm going to have to go with my next best thing. That'll be you, Steven. I'll come and give you a big hug.
You want me to jump in your arms?
No.
Why? You can hold me.
What I want you to do is I want to replay the wild card game. I want you to be driving with your driver, and I want to grab you out of the window and cradle you like a baby in the parking lot.
My chiropractor begs you no, please do not. But
maybe in a little adjustment. But, you know, we'll make something happen. You might pop a couple of those vertebrae, and, you know, loosen things up.
Get that L5 right.
Yeah.
Or could put you. Out of commission for good.
Right. Dr. Brad Willett says no, please.
I don't know about you guys, but I am I'm starting to get into game mode here. I woke up this morning. I have a couple things I have to do before the game, which I'm glad because I won't be in town. I got to go drive, and I'm driving to see Kaylee swim and Cassie swim, and then I'm coming back Sunday morning, which I'm glad because I really and truly can't watch any more Chiefs coverage. And it's not because I don't want to. It's just I just mentally can't watch it anymore. Let's get this game going.
Well, don't watch any Chiefs coverage. Just listen to it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
And I've been listening to you guys, too. So it's all been great.
Yeah, baby.
But it's time. It's time to go play this game. I think we've all been waiting since the New England game. I mean, it's been that long. I mean, yeah, all those other wins were great and all those other games were great. But this is what we've been waiting for. And to have the opportunity to play two AFC Championship games at home 2 years in a row. I mean, seriously?
Time to play the game.
How great is that? How unique is that? How special is that? I mean, we have been dreaming of going to the AFC Championship game and winning an AFC Championship game and going to the Super Bowl. I have been since 1990 when I was drafted here by the Kansas City Chiefs and walked into the Redcoaters dinner. And was introduced as a second-round draft choice with my cream-colored sport jacket and said a little, and what I said is I want to bring a Super Bowl to Kansas City.
Did you have the elbow patches?
I might have. I don't know. I know it wasn't an expensive jacket. I know that for sure. On a policeman's salary, there was not an expensive jacket to be had. But that's what I wanted. And I went and met with Carl Peterson in his office. And we said, hey, listen, we want to bring a Super Bowl to Kansas City. And that was the topic. You know, I just kind of came off winning a national championship. And I believed truly that we could bring a Super Bowl to Kansas City. And it hasn't happened for one reason or another. But it's going to happen now. And when it happens now, it's going to be just as good. And people, I'm telling you, whether you're a fan or whether you're an ex-player like me, it's going to be just as good for me. Yes, I would have liked to have played the Super Bowl, but I will be just as damn happy watching the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs in it than even playing in it. I just this town deserves it. It's the best effing fans in the NFL, and it's time for us to be paid back for all of the work, dedication, and heart that we've given to the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Timmy, would you mind if anyone stopped by to take a picture with you or get an autograph?
We got
we have a gentleman here that's got a Notre Dame mini helmet and a football to get Gronny to sign right now. He's waiting for us to go to commercial break.
That's got
to
get you fired up, Timmy.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a big hug.
Oh, boy.
How about Carl being
a big guy, too?
He says he doesn't want a hug from you.
Take a picture.
He does want a hug from you.
Take a picture of him giving him a hug.
Okay.
Would you?
Rudy?
All right, let's take a break now. We've got Tim Grunhardt giving hugs and signing autographs at Rally House at 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall. We're going to be there all day long and all day strong. It's the 810 Tailgate Takeover at Rally House, 9750 Quivira. Win gift cards to Rally House and your chance to win two tickets to go see the Chiefs play the Titans on Sunday at Arrowhead. Back after this on WHB.
I guess I'm just a tough son of a bitch and negotiator, aren't I?
Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. Remember, Nate Bucati and Tim Grunhardt are live out at Rally House at 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall. We're giving away a $50 gift card every hour, and whoever wins the gift cards are registered to win the two tickets to go see the Chiefs play the Titans on Sunday. Also, they have some 40% off clearance items, some Chiefs gear on sale, and the latest Chiefs gear to get you ready for the AFC Championship game. All that and more right now all day long, too. We're going to be there until 6 o'clock tonight at Rally House at 9750 Quivira. So go see Nate right now if you want to take a picture with Tim Grunhard, if you want a hug, if you want him to sign something, or just get a big handshake with a big bear claw that he has. If you want to get some good luck from Tim Grunhard, an emotional Tim Grunhard, on the road to Miami, go in there and see Timmy at Rally House. The show continues right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.